Blog Talk Radio.
You're live on MLB Central, and tonight I will be your host, Benson Fector, and we have an exciting show for you where we will be reviewing RBI baseball history, and we'll do a little bit of a review on RBI baseball 15. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. On this day in baseball history, all new RBI Baseball 15 return to Sprint. Iconic video game back with Rizzo as cover athlete. The iconic video game franchise made a grand return a year ago to critical acclaim after a quarter century on the shelf. And Major League Baseball Advanced Media announced Monday that all new RBI Baseball 15 is coming to fans this spring, with a suite of new features, high-resolution graphics, and Anthony Rizzo as its first cover athlete. The easy-to-use game was developed for next-generation consoles, smartphones, and tablets, considering all the constructive fan feedback received at RBI Game during its big comeback in 2014. Here's some questions and answers about what's coming. Who says it can get even better? Rizzo and Pedro Martinez. They are stars of today and yesterday, and that is the symbolic strength of this video game. Licensed by MLB and the MLB Players Association, RBI Baseball 15 will mark the introduction of two prominent players and featured athletes. Their contributions on and off the field symbolize the importance of sportsmanship and giving back through charitable organizations, children's hospitals, and local communities. Rizzo, an all-star first baseman, will be the first cover athlete for RBI Baseball and the first Cubs player featured as a cover athlete on any baseball video game in more than a decade. In addition to rising in the top 10 in National League offensive stats, Rizzo was the youngest player ever to be honored with the Branch Rickey Award for exceptional community service. Being on the cover of RBI Baseball 15 is so awesome, he said. You think about all the ascents as a kid, the cover of a game, the cover of a magazine, the cover of a newspaper. It's surreal. Martinez is promoting the game as his first product endorsement since last month's Hall of Fame election. He's a Montreal Expos rookie call-up when RBA Baseball 4 was released in 1992 for Sega Genesis and was an available roster pick for RBI Baseball 93 a year later. Can I keep stats? Yes. Stat tracking is a key addition that gamers wanted. Track batting and pitching statistics in season mode for the first time. You'll get viewable team, player, and season league leaderboards. What do the ballparks look like? Look for completely redesigned and authentic ballparks for all 30 franchises, each crafted with detailed design characteristics such as Boston's Green Monster, Chase Field's Swimming Pool, City Field's Home Run Apple, California Spectacular in Anaheim, the Ivy at Wrigley Field, Monument Park at Yankee Stadium, guest room windows at Rogers Center, Tall's Hill in Houston, and the fountains at Kauffman Stadium. Just think, how much has changed since the heyday of the original RBI baseball, as almost every part has been replaced. The old school 16-man rosters were a nice nostalgic touch in 2014, but will there be an option to go with today's 25-man roster size? Those classic RBI 16-man rosters will be back. We also have the ability for the first time to set an active 25-man roster for each franchise's 40-man roster. Modify your batting order or pitching rotation at any point. Would the expansion include more than 1,000 active major leaguers in its roster database? RBA Baseball 15 will include details, on-field attributes for every player. Again, updated from hundreds of millions of data points collected and analyzed by MLBAM. Can I play against others? You can choose to play an online multiplayer mode in friendly and ranked games via consoles. There was one gameplay setting last year. Same or more? More. Pick your competition level. Easy, medium, or hard. Where can I play it this time? It will be available as a digital download this spring for the PlayStation 4 Computer Entertainment System, Xbox One, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and supported Android smartphones and tablets. Also, get ready for the PC and Mac debut. RBI Baseball 15 will introduce availability for personal computers on the Steam platform coming this spring. The core essence of RBI Baseball is that pitcher batter chess match. Will it still have that same feel as you balance nostalgia with modern gaming design? RBI Baseball 15 will include the many features added in this offseason, allowing fast-paced and fun to play with the genre's classic two-button controls. You can master the art of hitting and fielding easily with the retro controls and manually manage the movement and location of every pitch from release to crossing the plate. The baseball joke of the day. Strike two. Any Major League Baseball team starts the season with the same record, but it doesn't take long to know whether a team will be a contender or a cellar dweller. With RBI Baseball 15, I knew a championship wasn't in the cards after my second at-bat. After David Murphy started my first exhibition as the New York Mets against the Boston Red Sox with a blistering single that almost reached the Green Monster, a sacrifice bunt by Michael Gaudier led to a phantom out on first despite the fielder never tagging the runner or touching first. The rest of that game went without catastrophe, but that view put an asterisk next to the result. Pretty much every subsequent has game mirrored that initial outing, but I'd go multiple innings at a time enjoying the decent, if shallow, arcade-style hardball. Sooner or later, a glitch or gross misrepresentation of the MLB experience would sour my attitude. To its credit, the on-field experience in RBI 15 has improved dramatically, though given how deficient last year's RBI Baseball 14 is in terms of gameplay options, that's a fairly low bar to clear. If you prefer a static ball height indicator that shows you where a ball will land over RBI's default moving target that expands and contracts based on height, you now have an option. If you prefer mapping throws to each base to the corresponding face buttons on your controller instead of last year's inaccurate option of pressing a spot on the D-pad to correspond with the base while pressing the throw button, you can do that. There's a few more minor additions, too. The ability to choose between moving an individual base runner or all players at once, and varying pitch speed by pressing up or down in conjunction with throw. And the end result is a slightly more enjoyable day at the ballpark than last season. But wait, there are more glitches to bring out your fun. I've discovered some sort of Bermuda Triangle on the pitcher's mound where no our opponent can pick up the ball, and I couldn't move on to the next batter unless I took advantage of the glitch that had all base runners score. There's no manual button for diving to catch a ball, which can be frustrating when a ball runs millimeters from a fielder's grasp. Errors only occur when fielding, never throwing or catching throws, which makes it weird when outfielders consistently nail pinpoint throws to home base from anywhere but the warning track. Starting pitchers still tire too easily, rarely making it into the sixth inning, even when I was extremely conservative with fastballs and rarely went deep in the count. Now, we're starting a new segment on MLB Central. It's called Guess That Player. And we're going to be trying to guess player. So, fans, you can call in at 516-990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkcreator.com/MLB Central with your guesses. Also, I will be telling at the end of the show, but usually our host, Will McLeod, will be here with us and we'll switch every day. Today, here it is. So, he's a pitcher. He bats righty, he throws righty. He's 6'1", he weighs 200 pounds. He was born January 17, 1991, in North Hollywood, California. He's 24 years old. He went to William South Hart High School in Santa Clarita, California. He went to University of California, Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, California. He was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first round, third pick of the 2011 amateur draft. He was signed July 25th, 2011. His debut was June 28th, 2012. Versus Atlanta, he had 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 2 earned runs. He exceeded rookie limits during the 2014 season. Teams, Indians and Diamondbacks, 2012 through 2015. His 2015 contract says he signed through 2015, 1 year, $1.94 million. Service time, .158, arbitration eligible in 2017, free agent in 2021, his agents are the Watchman Media Group, and he's the number 17, number 47. He currently plays for the Cleveland Indians. Fans, call in at 516-666-990 or at our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com with your guesses. I will again tell you at the end of the show. I'll be going over that a couple more times throughout the show as we get into further depth. So, RBI Baseball, known as Pro Yaku Family Stadium in Japan, is a baseball video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, NES. It was developed by Namco and published by Tengen, and originally released in 1986. RBI spawned two sequels on the NES, as well as versions for the Mega Drive Genesis, TurboGrafx-16 PC Engine, Sega 32X, Commodore Amiga for NES, Sega Game Gear, and Atari ST. RBI's initialism for Run Bad Imp. History. Tengen's controlling company, Namco, developed and released Pro Yaku Family Stadium, also known as Family Stadium, for the family computer, the Japanese version of the NES, in December 1986. Family Stadium was a success and spawned numerous sequels across a variety of platforms in Japan. Atari Games, the American arcade division, and Tengen's parent company, released a Nintendo vs. series version of Family Stadium, named vs. RBI Baseball, in 1987. It was also successful, so its programmer, Peter Lipson, developed a console version for the NES. Gameplay and features. Being the first console game ever to do so, RBI Baseball is licensed by the Major League Baseball Players Association, MLBPA, and used actual MLB player names. Unlike other baseball video games of the late 1980s, it was not licensed by Major League Baseball, MLB, team nicknames, or logos. Instead, the game contained eight teams listed only by city name: Boston, California, Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, New York, St. Louis, and San Francisco. Their real-life MLB counterparts were the first-place teams in each division. In 1986, Boston, California, Houston, New York. In 1987, Detroit, Minnesota, St. Louis, San Francisco. MLB season. The game also boasted two All-Star teams, American League and National League. The two featured established veterans such as George Brett, Dale Murphy, and Andre Dawson, none of whom appeared on the other eight teams, and up-and-coming players like Mark McGwire, Andres Galarraga, Kevin Seitzer, and Jose Canseco. Each player has different capabilities in the game. Hitters vary in ability to make solid contact, to hit the ball, power, and their base running speed. Vince Coleman is the fastest player in the game. It's very difficult to catch and steal in second base. Pitchers vary in pitching speed and the amount by which a player can steer the ball left and right during its flight. Pitchers also vary in stamina. As a pitcher gets tired, the ball slows down and is harder to steer. Nolan Ryan and Roger Clemens are two pitchers in the game with the fastest pitches. Fernando Valenzuela, without a hard fastball, has tremendous movement in both directions with his pitches. Mike Scott has a sharp and deceptive breaking ball. The best pitcher is debatable, depending on how they are used by the players. There's no evidence that fielding abilities correspond to individual players. The abilities of each player do not necessarily correspond with statistics shown on the screen when the player comes to bat or takes the mound. These statistics are generally accurate with many exceptions later on. They do not change during the course of the game or sequence of games. A rudimentary box score is displayed during and after the game, showing composite stats for each team. The hit batter is credited with a walk, and anyone reaching on an error gets credited for a hit, even as the other team is charged with an error. Conversely, a batter thrown out while trying for extra bases is not credited with a hit. The rosters for the 18s are fairly accurate and simplified representations of the playoff rosters from their respective years. Each team has eight starting batters, four bench players, two starting pitchers, and two relievers. A player can start any pitcher they like, though the relievers have very low stamina. But if they play consecutive games without resetting the system, any starting pitcher used in the previous game will be unavailable. The player has to wait until the game starts before substituting players with pinch hitters who can play any position. In versus RBI Baseball, the teams are made up of legends from 10 different franchises. These players were statistically represented with their best seasons. A notable exception was that of Mark McGwire, who was included on the Oakland team and was statistically represented by his potential numbers and a remarkable display of foresight. He was projected to hit 62 home runs in his best season. In 1988, he set the then major league record for home runs in the season with 70. RBI Baseball 2 features teams and players from the 1989 season. RBI Baseball 3. RBI 3 has every major league team available from the 1990 season, as well as postseason teams from 1983 to 1989. A regular season feature was available for RBI 3 players choose one team to compete against every other team. All-star teams and postseason teams were eligible for this season mode. Passports were given each game to help players complete schedules. Once all teams had been defeated, the player had to compete against a fictional all-star team from Japan, which included players with incredible home runs and average stats, and pitchers that could not be hit. Released in 1990 for the NES and Sega Genesis. Are we going to take a break on MLB Central? But we will be back in about 3 minutes. I'll go over the guess who player coming up. So get ready to know and guess, fans. Call at 516-666-990 or enter channel at www.blogsforcreators.com/MLB Central, the random player of the day. I'll mention Spectrum. We'll go in a break. Central and the random player of the day statistics are again. He's a pitcher, bats right, throws right, height 6'1", weight 200 pounds, born January 17th, 1991, in North Hollywood, California, the age is 24.101. High school, William South Park High School, Santa Clara, California. School, University of California, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, California. Drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first round, third pick of the 2011 Amateur Draft. Signed July 25th, 2011. Debut June 28th, 2012, age 21.163, 17,837th in MLB history. Versus Atlanta, 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 2 earned runs. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2014 season. Teams by game played, Indians, Diamondbacks, 2012 through 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2015. 1 year, $1.94 million, 15. Service time, as of the 1st of 2015, .158 arbitration eligible, 2017 free agent in 2021 with agents of the Wasserman Media Group. So that's Random Player of the Day. Hands, call in 516-666-9990 or enjoy a chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Hurry up, there is less than 3 minutes to guess. If we don't get a guess, I'm about to tell you. And you, guess what, fans? You lose. You don't want that to happen now, do you? You don't want me to win. All right. Some more sequels from RBI Baseball. 4. Released in 1992 for the Sega Genesis. Proyakuya World Stadium 91. Released in 1991 in Japan exclusively for the TurboGrafx engine platform. No U.S. version was released. RBI Baseball 93. Released in 1993 for the Sega Genesis. RBI Baseball 94. Released in 1994 for the Sega Genesis and Sega Game Gear. Super RBI Baseball. Released in 1995 for the Super Nintendo. RBI 95. Released in 1995 for the Sega 32X. RBI Baseball 14. Released in spring 2014 for the Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, PS4, Android, and iOS. Developed and published by MLB.com and RBI Baseball 15. To be released in spring 2015 for the Xbox One, PS4, Android, iOS, and on Steam. Developed and published by MLB.com. Now, since we sort of run out of what to talk about RBI Baseball, just for about a minute or so, we're going to go into a different topic, just about the MLB and what we usually do on MLB Central. So the White Sox O's postponed tomorrow, closed to fans. Unrest in Baltimore also causes weekend series against Rays to be moved to Tampa Bay. Due to the ongoing riots and protests in the city of Baltimore, the Orioles-White Sox game on Wednesday has been rescheduled for 2:05 p.m. Eastern and will be closed to the public. In addition, this weekend's games against the Rays, originally scheduled to be played at Camden Yards, have been moved to Tampa Bay. Both Monday's and Tuesday's games against Chicago were postponed due to safety concerns in the downtown Baltimore area, as the city is currently in a state of emergency and is receiving assistance from the National Guard in an attempt to restore order. The two games will be made up as a part of a single admission doubleheader at Orioles Park on Thursday, May 28th, starting at 4:05 p.m. The Orioles will be the home team, and the games play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. All right, now it's time to reveal the random player of the day. And I'm going to give you one last chance, guys. Number is 516-666-9990. Or enter our channel at www.blogstarcreator.com/MLBCentral. You don't want to lose, guys, now do you? Come on, call in. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're laughing at you guys. Okay. Really? No callers? No challengers? All right, well, the player is Trevor Bauer of the Cleveland Indians. We're going to 7-minute stretch. We'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Back on Only Central, and now it's time for Say Something. Okay, so if I could say something about the show today, it would be RBI Baseball, this game, this year. Go get it. It's a great game. I've played it. I mean, it's an MLB baseball game. It's going to be better, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right. All right, the next thing I'd like to take away from the show today is, I mean, the White Sox owes the whole state of emergency in Baltimore. I pray, I mean, there are protesters, stay away from them. I'd like to thank George, Kathleen, and Benefactor for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Becker. My co-host who cannot join us today is Will McElhone. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com with questions or insights. Have a marvelous day. And don't forget, never too early, never too late. Say, let's go, Bucks. Come on, let's be at the Cubs tonight, right? Of course, I'm out of Super Genius. Over and out. Ah!